Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spikes of Menace.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like this one.
Give me Backdoor Santa. Hey.
So you're not a full Grinch. You just have to like the song.
No, this one right here?
Yep.
You got to listen to the words.
I think we get the implication with,
yes, with
the title.
Yes, we know. We understand.
Mom runs about to break a date. Not the little girl, older girl. Older.
No, we get it.
Age appropriate.
Yeah. Who's this, Clarence Carter? Is that who sings this?
Yes.
Little Clarence Carter.
All right. Clarence Carter.
Welcome back, Midday Show. All right, we're going to get to what I think is becoming a huge story that hasn't, like, broke yet, but it's about to break in the NFL with a quarterback that, I mean, all the signs are there that something big is going to happen with this guy coming up soon. But a couple updates on the Eagles injury report and the Commanders. So it sounds like Laremy Tunsil is out for this game on Saturday. That's a big deal. Our pass rush
might get a couple months of that.
How about that? The pass rush has been revved up the last few weeks. Let's do it again and get Mariota a couple times, or more than a couple times. So that's good news. Laremy Tunsil, the tackle for the Commanders, is going to be out for Saturday. As far as Lane Johnson, I don't know. When they didn't put him on IR, it felt like he'd be back for around this time. He's not back yet. Did not practice yesterday. Nick Sirianni, speaking earlier today, asked, how come you guys didn't just put him on IR? Because he's going to miss... Has it already been four games? I think it's been close to four games already. Here's Nick Sirianni on that earlier today.
What's the thought process between not putting him on IR when the injury happened?
Yeah, we'll see where we are. By the end, we still get a little time to see what's going on this week. So we'll see what happens. Every case you think through differently, individually, and you never put anything past Lane, but we'll at the end of the day we'll do what's best for Lane and what the doctors feel like is best for Lane of when he plays and everything like that.
There will be play. There will be comes back.
Yeah,
that's what it sounds like. Holding out hope.
That's fine. When was the last time he played? The Detroit game? I think he came out of the
wow.
All right, so he missed. Let's go through the games he missed. He missed Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
He missed Bears. He missed Chargers. He missed. He already missed the four games. I mean, if they put him on IR, he'd be off the IR.
Yeah, so that's an L.
It's an L for they made a mistake.
They made a mistake.
They did.
How dare they?
It happens.
Disgusting.
But His answer is almost like he's time warping to last week. Well, he answered it as if, well, you never know. He could come back early. Well,
yeah, he can't come back now.
Nick, he already has missed the 4 weeks. So you could have put him on IR, taken him off the IR, and he'd be eligible to play this week. So they miscalculated. You know, I do wonder with these kind of things how much the player has to say. Like maybe he said to them, I think I could get back within 4 weeks. So they said, okay, mm-hmm. we won't IR you. I mean, it might be Lane kind of pushed them to like, I'll be back soon.
Sabotage it a little bit?
Maybe.
But then sometimes you got to protect the player from himself.
Of course. I totally get that. Mm. And obviously this means they've played a man down for the past 4 weeks. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think this has been the reason they've struggled. But it is what it is. Yep. I think now the question is going to be, if they win Saturday without him, do they put him on the field at all the rest of the season? And if that's the case, then they've just wasted a roster spot for 7 or 8 weeks for basically no reason.
Yeah. By the way, another quick update for mm-hmm. Saturday. Commanders are getting Drake Jackson back. He's their defensive end. Season debut.
Okay.
This will be the first time they've had him all season.
I think he was a pretty high pick of the Niners 4 or 5 years ago. That must be where they got him from.
Fresh face.
I guess, yeah. Okay, well.
Just came out.
So okay, so they're getting a pass rusher back, but they're losing Tunsil, and it's going to be Mariota. Your favorite quarterback.
Marcus Mariota. I just remember when I was watching Hard Knocks, and they said, oh, he's been playing well. I was like, seriously? And then you go back and look, he's been pretty decent.
I do feel like he's fallen into the portion of his career where it's like this is who he is now, right? He's a backup quarterback.
A very well compensated backup quarterback.
And probably one of the better backups. Like if you just look through the league, like if you subtracted all the starters and then you started kind of going down the list of who you'd want as a backup. I mean, the Eagles had him a couple years ago for a reason. Mm-hmm. That he's probably one of the more – it's funny, him and Jameis, right? 1 and 2 in that draft, and they've both become the same thing.
Yeah, it was a little – unfortunate when he was in Atlanta and they sat him down, he left.
Yeah,
he was upset, and that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Because
but didn't he go get surgery on his knee or something?
Well, yeah, he didn't have to.
Right,
so he just left, and I guess he was getting ready. I know he probably had his reasons. He was probably getting ready for the next thing because he wasn't going to be in Atlanta. But that's kind of like, dude, you kind of like when they took your job.
Yep.
You took your ball and went home.
How would you classify his career? Is it a bust?
I don't think anybody that probably made in his career in the neighborhood of 50 to 60, like $100 million. It's not a bust.
So, based on expectations, it's a bust. But when you think of busts, like Jamarcus Russell was a bust, right? Add the league in a few years. Ryan Leaf.
He's put together a pretty decent career, making money.
Hold on. You don't get drafted that high and bounce around as a career backup and not be a bust.
No,
that's a bust.
I don't think so.
But are there different levels of busts, though?
Yes. Like of course.
Okay, right. No, he's not Ryan Leaf bust. He's gonna have a 15-year career.
Hold on, because I'm gonna have to. What's the reverse of Ryan Clark?
Kyle Quinn.
Okay, all right, fair. I'm not a Kyle Quinn right now. You weren't here, Hugh, when we talked about literally trading an entire draft plus Fletcher Cox plus so and so
for
Marcus Mariota.
Do the deal.
Remember that.
Those kind of expectations, and for him to be where he is.
I digress.
Is a bust.
I digress.
Do the deal.
Respect to the average Joes and Kyle. Okay. I was not here for that, but I do remember that, so I get it.
All right.
All right, relative to expectations, it's a major bust.
I didn't expect the Kyle Quinning to work. It did.
You got him.
I got him.
Dude.
Do it again tomorrow.
We need to do that. Because I get it. I get it. When you look at it from that perspective, I digress. You're right. You're right. Because I remember vaguely all of that talk. And who was that? That was Angelo, wasn't it? That was Angelo that wanted Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, of course. I mean, who didn't? Yeah.
That doesn't sound like
hashtag
it.
Do the deal.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Some of the rumors on what they could have had it to trade. It was Fletcher.
Yeah.
It was their entire draft. I mean, it would have been one of the worst. It would have set the franchise back.
It was bananas.
A half a decade, if not more. Yeah. I mean, it really was. And who knows? If he came here with Chip, maybe it would have been better. I don't know. I mean, it was his coach. But his career says he's just average. He's just an average kind of backup-ish kind of quarterback. All right, let's grab Scott in Ohio. What's up, Scott? Scott?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Scott.
Joe, can you hear me?
We got you, Scott, yes.
Okay, great. Hey, I just wanted to comment on you know, having the Rams be the number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to the last two Eagles game against the Rams at SoFi Stadium, and I got to tell you, that is a home game. The crowd there, I would estimate, is somewhere between 65 and 70% Eagles fans. I don't even know how Rams players play there because the entire stadium is Eagles fans. And I kind of look at that and I say, If the Rams are the number one seed, and we end up playing them in the NFC Championship game at SoFi, that's a home game, and I'm good with that.
You going to the game?
You're talking about the game this weekend?
No, I'm talking about to the game at SoFi, Scott.
I would go, yeah, for okay. sure. You know, I've been to SoFi three or four times now, and it's a great place, but it's never a home game for the home team, no matter who they're playing.
Yeah, I remember, Scott, the title game when they lost, or excuse me, they beat the Niners, where it was 4 years ago when they won their Super Bowl. That whole place right. was Niners fans. I mean, when the Niners were making a comeback in the fourth quarter, it was like, it was so loud because all their fans took over the game.
Yeah. I was at a Denver game there 1 year, and it was all Denver fans.
Yeah.
I mean, it is not a great place for the Rams or the Chargers to play because the fan base just doesn't exist.
Well, and that's 25 years of not having a team or, you know, being disjointed there. I get it. I mean, maybe 20 years from now, Scott, it'll be different, but you're right. I mean, it's not a good football town with those two teams right now.
Right, right. And Joe, just a comment mm-hmm. on Jalen. You asked, you know, what would you say if you didn't use the word a winner? Mm-hmm. I would say good enough. I think the league has figured out how to play Jalen, and so what they're doing is they're stacking the line and they're making him pass, and you know, he's good enough, but he's not great. He's not elite. He can get us to the promised land, but you know, he doesn't lead receivers. He kind of throws to their, you know, to behind them or into their belly, but he's never really leading them. And so, you know, I have concerns, but I'm still a big Eagles fan. I still support the team, and I wish Jalen the best, but I don't think he's elite.
Yeah, Scott, I think it's a fair representation. Scott, appreciate the phone call. So Scott's words were good enough. And what's interesting about that, Hugh, is that I think it's factual, right? He's been either good enough or more than good enough.
Yes, he has been. No
but
question about
what
it.
What is interesting is as he gets older and potentially physically deteriorates as a runner, and his contract, in terms of his cap hit, goes up. Is good enough anymore for the Eagles? That's going to become the question.
That's a fair assessment because, you know, every position, and there's some good examples out there. Michael Vick, when he was here, how he got better under Andy Reid because he evolved. That's the word that when I think of Jalen, that's the word that comes to mind for me is evolution.
So right now, this year, his cap hit is $21 million. 2 years from now, it's $42 million. So he's... At 21 million, the Eagles might say this is more than good enough. We could pay all these other guys. At 42 million, that might be a different story.
See, here's the reality of this season that I don't think nobody. This offense has grossly underachieved. That's for the money that they've doled out.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah,
for the money that they've doled out, and the fact that on the other side of the ball, they're outplaying. They're outplaying the offense, the high-powered, high-dollar offense. You're going to go back next year because now you got Jalen Carter that's going to be looking for some more money. Mm. A couple other guys.
Nolan's up for a contract?
Yeah, so.
Jordan Davis up for an extension?
Now you have to figure out, you're going to have to cut some costs somewhere.
There's because no question.
Listen, this is the reality that most Eagle fans don't want to hear is that when you talk about roughly $200 million, maybe even more, allocated to one side of the ball, and it underachieves the way that it's underachieving. And you know all you cats out here talking about it's good enough. No, it's not. Not for the kind of money that you're paying for.
Well, and soon, the other side of the ball is going to all ask for their money. Mm-hmm. And they may have two corners that they're still
that
a
they're
year away.
Have to pay.
But they both might make all pro teams this year.
Yeah.
And that's, if Cooper and Quinyon make all pro, the kind of money they're going to ask for a year from now is going to be a lot.
Yep, and that'll be a day of reckoning for Hugh Douglas.
Well, it's a tough one.
You know, judgment day. Because my take has lived.
No, disaster. Anyway,
for me.
There
He's
is
Kyle Quinn and me.
There's an irony to the phrase good enough not being good enough for some people.
Yeah.
They want us to say more, but good enough should be all that matters.
But
yeah, we didn't got philosophical. What the hell are we doing?
Well, good enough is good enough for now until it's not good enough anymore.
I just found it interesting because I agree. Good enough. I agree. He's good enough.
That's way too much.
It's not.
It's way too
it's
much.
Do you know what?
Do I know what good enough is?
I'm no. Like, no, it's just.
That sounds like a Jalenism.
No, I just found it amusing.
Yeah.
There was some irony there, Hugh.
Oh, the irony.
Well, and good enough is good enough now, but what happens when the bar gets raised?
Sure.
That's the
standard is the standard, Hugh.
The bar
has been raised. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing about these conversations that blow my mind. Mm. It's like the quarterback sets the tone. And he sets the temperature.
Yes, thermostat. He's the thermostat.
And if you ask him, I guarantee you he'll say, hey, I have to play. He said it. I have to play better.
Yes.
But when we talk about it, we're hating. That's ironic.
Well, specifically, Hugh Douglas is hating. Yeah. All right. As we talk about good, better, best, can we hear from a guy that I think we might be just months away from this guy. You talking about lighting a match? Hugh Douglas lit a match on the show today. This guy might light a match to the league this offseason. All right. So, Hugh, last week, we kind of just briefly touched on it last Friday.
Briefly.
Last week, Joe Burrow spoke, and it was almost sounding like a guy that was contemplating not playing anymore. He was depressed. He was down. Well, yesterday, because now you know what's happening, right? Like every press conference he does, the Cincinnati media is going to pick and like try to figure out what's going on
here. Joe?
Well, listen to this. Yesterday, Joe Burrow asked about his future specifically, and this is the line that caught everyone. Has he ever thought about, you know, not playing for the Bengals? Here's Joe Burrow yesterday.
Is there any world in your mind where you're not the quarterback of the Bengals next year?
I can't see that, no.
Have you ever thought about the possibility of not being the quarterback here during your career? Or
you think about a lot of things.
Wait a minute.
Woo!
Didn't he just answer the first time and then he changed it?
Well, because I guess the second one was like, what about after next year? Like, what about more into the future?
Wait a minute. Okay, so he was asked, do you ever think about not being a quarterback?
You want to hear it again?
Yes, please.
Is there any world in your mind where you're not the quarterback of the Bengals next year?
I can't see that, no.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Have you ever thought about the possibility of not being the quarterback here during your career? Or
you think about a lot of things.
I guess the point that I'm lost on is because, it, to me, in essence, it's the same question,
it
right?
It is. I guess the first one was specific to just next season. Uh-huh. And then the second one was, well, what about beyond that? And he was pretty committal. So, yeah, I can't see next year being the year I'm out. But I don't know, a couple years from now. Hugh, I think we are headed. Just I'm adding the two things together. Last week when he basically talked about being down, right, in the mm-hmm. dumps, to yesterday. Have you ever heard of a quarterback, especially of that stature, under contract, publicly say, I've thought about not playing here?
Didn't Carson Palmer do something like
that? Well, then now we're on to it.
Wait a minute, I'm just asking.
I'm
confused because, like, if you would have asked me that question, if you ever see yourself being, say, if I was playing an Eagle, no. Nowhere. And it's the same question, but just asked a different way.
I think we are months away from him requesting a trade.
I think he's confused. I don't even think he understood the question.
I think he's going to ask for a trade out of there, and it's going to blow the NFL up. I mean, how many teams would not try to get him?
The Eagles won't try to get him.
Oh, I disagree.
No, they
hey, Joe, listen. Hugh Douglas.
Listen, Joe.
They will try.
This is why I'm putting my foot down.
Mm-mm.
This is why I'm putting my foot down.
And I'm putting my foot down that they will.
No, they're not going to try.
Stop. You think Joe Burrow's on the market and Howie's like, not making the call?
I don't feel like having this conversation.
This is your way.
You don't get to do that.
Yeah.
I don't feel like having this conversation.
There's no way Howie's not calling.
Stop acting like you're above this.
I'm trying to be.
You're not.
You flipped this whole show upside down on its head today.
I did not.
By pissing off people talking about the quarterback.
I didn't know.
You might as well just lean into it.
I didn't know I was going to piss people off.
Yes, you did.
And I did not.
You should have known that.
I did not intentionally do that.
Wow.
And this Joe Burrow talk is blasphemous.
Stop. It's not.
It's blasphemy.
It's relevant.
Is. He's hurt. He just all said the time.
That is a fair pushback.
Finally.
No
response.
Give us something real there. I don't know if Howie Roseman would
like you guys
do
right
enough
now,
to win the bidding.
I ain't really
but he's
much.
Going like to call, and he should call. He's going to call, and he should call. Come on now.
Of course he
all right, how many teams shouldn't make the phone call? The Bills? The Chiefs?
The Ravens?
The Patriots?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I mean, if
maybe
this
like
good.
The Broncos, if you want to get into like the crop of young
probably,
quarterbacks.
I would call the Broncos. Are very high call. On.
I would call if I was the Broncos.
Maybe. The Broncos, yeah. I'm calling.
Yeah. But the list is short of teams that shouldn't call. Shouldn't make the big offer.
I guess I'm just putting myself in the headspace of like there are quarterbacks that maybe these teams might think could become
sure,
as good
sure.
as Joe Burrow.
And they're cheaper.
And they
yeah.
might, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's just no doubt in my mind Howie Roseman will investigate that situation.
Mm. Of course he will. That's got the binoculars meme written all over it. Are you kidding me? Mm-mm. Whether people like it or not.
I don't like it.
You don't like
that's
it.
Too bad.
But you know it's true.
That's why he doesn't like it.
I know.
It, well, yeah. It might, like, knowing the football teams, you got to, like, a quarterback of that caliber, you everybody's going to inquire.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, because you're always, the one thing you know is you're always looking to make your team better.
I would be annoyed at Howie if he didn't place a phone call. Again now, is it worth giving up a lot plus Jalen to get him? That, we'll debate it in February.
It depends what a lot is.
Yeah, it sure does.
I'd do Jalen in a first.
You're what?
I would do Jalen Hurts.
And a first.
And a first-round pick. Let me make this very, very clear, Hugh. I would trade Jalen Hurts and a first-round pick for Joe Burrow today.
Okay.
Okay.
What about 2 1s? Jalen and 2 1s.
You know what?
What?
With as young as this team is.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm doing
and
it.
As well built as they are through the draft recently.
Jalen and 2 1s.
I could be convinced.
Jalen and 2 1s. Any comments on the peanut gallery?
Hugh, go ahead.
No, I'm good. I understand. I hear you. I wouldn't do that, though.
We're gonna have
I'm
to
not doing
it. We're gonna have to have a talk. You're not allowed to abstain from these conversations. This is what we do.
I could picture it.
Hugh's going to come in one day. We're going to say, all right, Joe asked for a trade. We got to have the talk today. He's going to say, oh, I don't feel well. I got to go home.
That's where we have to, we have to spring it on him.
Yeah.
We make up a topic in the meeting.
We
and
get
then
on the
we
air.
Open the show.
Actually, Hugh Douglas, Burrow asked for a trade.
You know, just like what Hugh did to us today.
Yep.
What are you talking about?
That'll be our revenge.
Hurts and 2 1s.
These are at least 400 pennies. This is 800 pennies. Because I counted out 100.
That was, but you stopped counting then.
But I counted out 100. 100 is like that many right there. That's like 100 pennies right there.
I think you're wrong.
I think it's like 800 pennies.
Okay, let's go to Big V and Mount Laurel. Big V.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Big V, what's up?
Hey, look, Hugh, you know I love you, right?
What's going on, man?
But I think that you're right, Hugh.
And what am I right about? What I do?
Your earlier conversation about the stigma of the black quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I hear it. And a lot of times, you know what, Big V? A lot of times I hear the other side of it, and I try not to let it be that. But you can't be afraid to have the conversation about the quarterback because he's the same skin tone as me. And that's
correct.
The thing that's irritating because a lot of times, you know, I get treated like I'm doing that and I'm not. And it gets a little frustrating because it's the innuendo for me. I don't like the innuendo, especially when I'm trying to be an analyst and talk about it from a sports perspective.
Well, when you're taking it from an analyst and a sports perspective.
Yeah, that's a hard word. Don't worry about it.
It's a double-edged sword for you. You know, you're going to be damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Yeah, but I ain't worried about that. I'm not. I can't be worried about that because I have to be honest about my assessment of him. And if some people don't understand it, then they just don't. But we cannot not have the conversation, especially if he's not playing well. And I never understood why, you know, if he had five turnovers. Now, granted, they weren't all his fault, but we want to try to absolve him from that, and it happened.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do that. You can't. That's where it becomes a little convoluted, because you can't do that. You can't do that.
That's true. And on the same end, because of the stigma of the black quarterback, Jalen gets a lot, even though he doesn't push back, he gets a lot of people to push back, especially on your You People thread, because you know they're protecting their quarterback. Rather, you know, good or bad.
Yeah, I just think we got to call it for what it is. If he plays great, he's great. If he plays poorly, he's not good. I mean, that's it's not that hard.
Yes, but to answer your question, you did go to DEFCON 1 on a very rapid base. You know, like, I mean, you're talking about, you know, one was titled, should we sit Jalen down?
Well, I wasn't asking the question specifically about me. I meant all of us. Did we overreact to the 3-game losing streak? Not me.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is a little bit overreacting, and because you know, you people who love their team have faith and confidence in their team that they can pull it off. That's part of being a fan. It's like you go to your child's little league game. I don't care how terrible the child is. You know, to you, he's great.
Well, I understand. You're right, and I do think some fans are like that. But we could appreciate the call. I think there's a little bit of a difference between your 6-year-old trying to hit the ball in T-ball and the Philadelphia Eagles. That just won the Super Bowl last year. Like we could separate those things a little bit. I mean, you could kind of see the forest through the trees here. Mm. No? All right. 215-592.
It's hard for some.
94-94. All right. All your phone calls coming up. We will take your calls on this. Jalen.
Uh-oh. Here's Hello Stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
Oh, it is that time of the day. We haven't done yet. It's time to find out what's in Hughes Holiday Stocking, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. All right. On the other side, your chance to hop in. 215-592-9490. We're playing for the qualifying prize today. And if you win today, automatically enter for the grand prize, which includes the Weber Grill, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, the Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler, the Jack Daniel's Cornhole Set. We will give you the hint on what is in the stocking. Your chance to ask a yes or no question and guess. Coming up next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hatfield Ham brings the true flavor of the holidays. It's tender, juicy, and ready to steal the show as your main dish. And you know what I love about it? The leftovers. The leftovers turn into pure holiday comfort. Holiday ham, fried rice, sweet potato ham hash, even a cozy winter soup that just feels like the season. But neither one of those work for me. They might work for you, but you know what works for me? A nice ham sandwich with some mayo and mustard and some cheese. But you can make your holidays easier and tastier with Hatfield. Find more holiday recipes at simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better port.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.